It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, what is it like to direct a movie? Well, whatever your questions and queries, movie director Darren Thornton is with me in studio for this week's Ask Me Anything. Darren, good afternoon.
Thanks. Hey, how's it going? Thanks for having me.
Not bad at all. Of course, Darren is the director of the IFTA award-winning 2016 movie, A Date for Mad Mary. You might also know him from his RTE series, Love is the Drug, and his soon-to-be-released comedy-drama movie, It's Four Mothers, isn't that
Four
right?
Four Mothers, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
it's good. How did you get into movie director business?
I think I sort of always wanted to do it. Like as a kid, I was sort of one of those nerdy kids that I discovered a video camera, VHS camera in the secondary school that I was in St. Joseph's, and spent most of my teenage years kind of just, you know, running around with the camera and making everything from music videos for bands to, you know,
home videos,
little horror movies and stuff like right. that. So I was always kind of, it was always sort of on the cards in some way.
Yeah. A hard business, I imagine, to try and break through.
Yeah. It is, particularly at the moment and stuff like that, where it can be quite difficult to sort of draw people back into the cinema and stuff like that post pandemic. But it's always been hard as well for indie filmmakers. You're sort of, you know, you're either working on a really small budget, you know, with a handful of people, or you're you know, working in at the highest level with, you know, the budget for a small country's GDP or something like that, if it's like a Marvel film. But those things are, you know, very far removed from, you know, the kind of stuff that myself and my brother
yeah.
do.
Just to explain, what does a movie director do? Because it's very different to screenwriting and all that goes with that.
Yeah, I mean, basically, we it's our job to sort of tell the story that, you know, take the screenplay or the teleplay and turn that into, you know, an episode of TV or into a feature film. So, you know, we put together the team, put together the crew for the film, and we put together the cast, and then we sort of try to bring all of these, you know, can be like 40 or 50 people on a small budget film, try and bring them on this journey where we spend maybe 28 or 30 days making this film, and then we go into a room with an editor and we edit together all the material that we shot over those 30 days, and hopefully at the end of that journey you have a completed film.
Yeah, an Oscar winning movie.
Yeah.
Or IFTA winning in your case as well. Yeah, good stuff. We have this query in from Adam.
What are your day-to-day tasks like, and how is that different from what a producer, a writer, or anyone else would do?
Thanks, Adam. So let me see. A producer basically is managing the budget and the finance, and sort of marshalling the crew together and working out the logistics of the schedule and stuff day to day. Whereas I would, as a director, I'm going to be responsible for the creative aspect of things, making sure that, you know, I'm just basically getting the story in the can, that, like, you know, the actors, everything that happens with the actors on camera is my responsibility, making sure that we're getting, that I'm getting the performances, the right performances from them, making sure that I'm shooting everything that we have on the schedule for that day. That's pretty much what the shooting of a film looks like. And then in post-production, it's really just me and an editor working on shaping the film, while, you know, the producers will kind of dip in and out at various intervals and watch it and okay. feedback and give notes.
So when you get the script, will you have a lot of direction, you know, as to what the scene might look like and the props that'll be there? Or is that something that's dictated by the screenwriter?
It's to a certain amount of it is dictated by the script, and then a certain amount of it falls on me as the director to interpret what's on the script. So I'll kind of go, okay, it says here a jar, what kind of jar would it be interesting if we, and then with the production designer, we'll talk about the jar for like a couple of hours and kind of go, well, it feels like this character would have this type of jar. It would be, you know, sort of an older, blah, 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 whatever it is.
Yeah, okay.
And so we'll make a decision in that way. So there's a certain amount of, the script gives you a certain amount of information
yeah.
and then we interpret that and we share.
Still a lot of creativity by the sounds of it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Right, with this question in, Darren from Tommy.
So you have a vision of what the movie's going to be. You set up, make the movie, but when you're finished, is it ever totally different to what you envisaged?
All the time. Yeah.
Really?
All the time. It's never what you imagine at the beginning of it. It's always something completely different. And, you know, one of the first things that you learn as a director, you hope to learn, is to let go of that and to embrace the way that it's going to change as it goes along. The actors will, once you cast the film, the actor's going to bring what they have, and they're going to change it in a certain way. And then your DP or your cameraman, he or she's going to change it in a certain way. When you get into the editor's going to have a point of view, and they're going to change it in a certain way. So you need to be open all the time to the you need to sort of find a balance between holding true to what you want it to be and what's there in the script, and then letting it evolve in a certain way when all these other artists come in and share what they do.
Okay, 087 1400 106 if you have a voice note or WhatsApp question for movie director Darren Thornton. We've this question from Teresa.
Hello, I would love to know, how does a movie director cope with an awkward actor? I'd love to know what your secrets are and how you would manage that.
Okay. What can you tell us?
What can I say? So basically, I would say the way that I would, typically at the beginning of a film, I'll spend a bit of time with all the actors just sort of hanging out. Like, you know, before we made Four Mothers, we all went to the cinema together. We had a little bit of rehearsal time, went to the cinema, went for dinner, just kind of hung out chatting as people and stuff like that. And so during that time, you're trying to get a read on everybody, what their thing is, what they like, what they don't like, if they're, you know, if they don't have a lot of patience, if they, whether they like to talk a lot about things or whether they don't like to talk a lot, whether they just want to be left alone to do their thing. So you kind of use that time in pre-production or in the weeks before the film starts shooting to figure everybody out. And then, you know, if you're lucky, you'll have worked all that stuff out, so you know how to get the best out of them when you're shooting and how not to kind of get on the wrong side of people. And I guess I've been fortunate enough in that I've never had somebody sort of, you know, throw anything at me on set so far anyway. And that I can tell you
that
about.
That you can tell us about, yeah. Maybe that's all fair. Okay, we've this question from Emer.
Would you kind of want to keep a rein on your ideas, or would you be kind of open to other people's interpretations of how they feel it should go? Are you open in that sense, or do you still feel like as if that this is your baby and you kind of just want to look into things yourself?
It's a balance. Like, it's kind of like a mixture of both. And it's really the difficulty, and what makes you kind of good at being a director is being able to differentiate between when you need to hold onto the crux of what you're trying to get with the scene, or versus when you need to embrace something, a better note that's coming from somebody else, and being able to distinguish between the two things. So it's both things. You have to make room for other people to come in and be creative and offer up ideas, and then you have to sort of at the same time make sure that those ideas are in keeping with what it is fundamentally that you are trying to do and that the script is trying to say.
Just to even follow up, I think it was maybe to Tommy's question a few moments ago as well. You know, when the casting has happened and everybody's been given their parts, do you ever as a movie director, once you go in and start shooting the movie, think, God, you know, Andrea is rubbish at that. I would have far preferred if we had Quiver or somebody else. You know, can you have any say in who makes up the cast?
Oh, yeah, I did. Like that sort of stuff, you know, yeah, that's my decision at the end of the day. Well, in consultation with the producers and with, you know, the casting director and stuff like that. But yeah, but ultimately that the buck stops with me on who ends up in the film.
Okay.
So yeah, so there's a lot of responsibility there. Because if you get it wrong and you put the wrong person in the thing, you've got no, there's a lot of things that you can fix, mistakes that you can fix when you're filming. You can course correct. One of the things that it's very hard to course correct from is if you cast wrong, if you put the wrong actor in the role and they're just not getting it, you're sort of in trouble. Like, you kind of, so myself and my brother, when we work together, we spend a lot of time in casting. We work with Louise Kiley, who's just a brilliant casting director, and we spend a lot of time talking about actors and you know, watching tapes and just sort of thinking about them, and then we'll meet with them and have a chat and stuff like that. So that, like, other than getting the script right, the casting process is usually the most important part of the process.
I didn't realize it was
process.
That big.
Yeah.
We have another question from Elaine. Darren,
when working with actors and actresses on certain characters, like, how much of the characters that you meet in your own personal life do you kind of impress on your actors to portray?
Like, we wouldn't press on them to do something. Like, I wouldn't sit down with an actor and kind of go, listen, I want you to do this the way my friend Kelly does this thing.
Yeah.
Well, you just, you know, this is the way that she, you know, mimics something. You never want it to be that. But when you're writing, you're certainly like kind of like a vampire, where you're kind of, you're taking things from life, you're taking things from, you know, things that people said in your life, all that kind of stuff. Like my girlfriend's always giving it to me because she'll literally be telling me a story about her day at work and I'll be opening up a note app and taking notes on what she's talking about just because it's interesting to me, you know.
Listeners wondering, do you ever get awkward when directing sex scenes?
No, I mean, I have done some, but nothing hugely graphic and stuff like that. I mean, it's usually just awkward and not embarrassing or anything like that, but it's so technical that there's nothing sort of sexy about it there's nothing too weird about it. It's just the mechanics. It's like choreographing like maybe a fight or something like that. You know what I mean? You're just trying to figure out what the movement of it and who goes where, when. It's usually the set is what it's kind of a closed set. So basically everybody, myself included, will be outside the room. The only people that will be in the room is the two actors and the camera operator and the sound operator. So, and it's like everybody is covered up until just before we go, and then the robes come off and they do their thing, and then they put the robes back on and I come into the room and talk to them, and then we do it again.
Right. Okay. We have another question from Rory.
Hi, Darren. I was just wondering, what are some of the biggest misconceptions people have when it comes to being a director?
That we make a lot of money is probably that we get paid well. Like it's a hustle. It's a major hustle, especially if you're working in indie films and stuff like that. You know what I mean? I teach screen acting to supplement my income and stuff like that. So it's not, you know, it can take 4 or 5 years for a film to come together from, you know, when you start working on a script to when you get it into development and production, all that kind of thing. So by the time, you know, that fee that you're paid to actually make the film has to last a really long time.
Right,
so it's
before the next one.
Yeah, yeah.
Speaking of which, your soon to be released comedy drama movie, Four Mothers.
Yeah.
What's that about, or what can you tell us?
Four Mothers is a story about a middle-aged man who is a carer for his elderly mother who's recovering from a stroke, played by Fionnuala Flanagan, and the younger man is played by the great Scottish actor James McArdle. And on this particular weekend, three of his friends abscond to a pride festival in Gran Canaria and abandon their mothers with him to take care of in his sort of tiny, very confined home. And I guess sort of comic hijinks ensue when the four mothers will not have very, very little patience for one another and are extremely demanding, and he's responsible for
the whole lot
sort of meeting their needs over this chaotic weekend.
When can we watch it, or where?
April 4th opens nationwide, April 4th. So yeah, hopefully in your local multiplexes, and certainly it'll be in quite a few cinemas around town.
Yeah, is this one the sort of a big project for you?
Yeah, it's been a lot. We've been working on it since, probably about 6 years now. We were supposed to shoot just before the pandemic happened, and then obviously as with COVID, lots of things got delayed. Yeah. So we got delayed.
Okay.
So it's finally here.
We'll look forward to seeing that. Darren, listen, thanks a million.
Thanks,
for dropping
Andrea,
in.
Thanks for having me.
Not at all. Thanks a million for dropping in today, answering listener questions about life as a movie director. That is this week's Ask Me Anything. That, of course, is Darren Thornton. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday. On News Talk.
It's time to have your high five moment with High Five Casino, the top social casino where the action and real prizes never stop. Fun spins and big wins are right at your fingertips with over 1,000 games, including High Five Casino exclusives. High Five Casino is always free to play with free coins given out every 4 hours. Sign up today for a free welcome offer that can get you spinning and winning right away. Visit highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.